go now to political tensions on the front line, this time in Afghanistan, where the Afghan president has ordered US special forces out of a key battleground. Hamid Karzai has given US special forces 2 weeks to leave the strategically important Wardak province, accusing the locals of working with US forces in torturing and murdering people. Professor Michael Clark is the director of the Royal United Services Institute. That's one of the world's leading military think tanks. And I spoke with him earlier this morning from London.
Karzai is trying to make it clear to his own people that he's not a puppet of the Americans, that he won't be pushed around by them, and that those aspects of the Afghan operations that seem to upset local people are something that he will stand against. So in that respect, it's predictable. But as Karen Allen said, this actual announcement has taken everyone by surprise. I think it came out of the blue. It was clearly something that they discussed in the National Security Council in Kabul itself. But the Americans clearly didn't know this was coming. And all of the American statements are, well, we've got to find out more. Let's just wait until we hear. So there's a lot of ambiguity about this particular decision. But there is a sort of, as I say, there's a continuity in all of this, that Karzai wants to assert himself between now and 2014, when there will be elections, of course, and also in 2014, he's got to do a deal with the Americans on the status of American forces after 2014, when most combat troops are withdrawn. And so he's making it clear to the Americans that, again, that he is in charge of the sort of things he will allow them to do.
It's interesting on a couple of levels, though. This election in 2014, am I right in saying President Karzai can't be re-elected?
Yeah, that's right. He himself can't stand again. There are some rumours that he's interested in trying to change the constitution to stand again, but if he tries that, I don't think he will succeed. But undoubtedly, he's very interested in having one of his supporters in other words, a Karzai, Karzai man. And there is a sense in which he's trying to, as it were, electioneer for 2014, even though he himself, in theory, won't be standing.
Why spring it on the Americans like this if he's interested? I'm a bit confused here, because the pullout of the forces happened in 2014, but yeah. The US and Australia and some of the other countries have acknowledged that they will be leaving some of their special forces there, I thought, at the request of the Afghan government. So why would he be treating them like this now? Doesn't that send a negative message that we don't want you?
Yes, it does. I mean, consistency has never been his strong suit. They always say that Karzai, his tactics are to get to the end of the meeting, and his strategy is to get to the end of the week. He's never been a man for a consistent strategic view. But remember, he's talking here about special force operations, and there are a lot of them in Wardak province, because as this, in terms of the whole campaign, Wardak is a pretty central province in the light of the nature of the insurgency and where Taliban operations against Kabul seem to be hatched. So there's an awful lot of these operations, which are nighttime operations, helicopters leaving at night, snatching people, breaking into houses and so on. It happens all over Afghanistan, but there's a lot of it in Wardak. And I think probably, I'm guessing now, but I think Karzai probably feels under pressure because of local resentment over two or three incidents that he said, okay, right, that's it, I'll make a statement. And of course, in his rather undiplomatic way, he makes this statement without consultation in a way that is very surprising, and there will be some fallout to this. But ultimately, I mean, he knows that after 2014, if Afghanistan is not to slip into another civil war, the Afghan National Army, they'll have plenty of numbers, they'll have their 328,000 trained, but they won't have the backup of special forces and all of the enablers unless they get them from the Americans. So you're absolutely right. Ultimately, he knows he needs the Americans. But as far as public opinion in Afghanistan goes, he wants to make it look as if he doesn't.
But as far as confidence in the Afghan National Army, this statement from the president, it is a little ambiguous. Although it's ordering the US special forces out of Wardak province, the criticism seems to be directed at the Afghan forces who are working under the command of the US special forces here. So it's particularly accusing them of murdering, harassing, torturing people. And this follows another recent incident where he forbade the Afghan special forces from ordering down NATO airstrikes.
Yeah. The airstrikes one, I think, is a bit different because airstrikes have been unpopular from the very beginning. But in this particular case, I mean, what it looks like is that he's got specific information that Afghan forces have acted very badly, that that's causing local difficulties in among the villages and towns in Wardak province. And his way of getting around this is to blame it on the Americans, to say it is the Americans leading these people who are leading them into behaving very badly. And so the implication is, if he orders the Americans out, then the Afghans will not misbehave because the Americans are encouraging them to do it.
That's Professor Michael Clark. He's the director of RUSI, the Royal United Services Institute in London. I spoke with him earlier this morning.